JJ Gordon on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM KFGO. Don't forget to check out our holiday gift guide that we put together. We curated all these amazing local gifts and experiences. It's at KFGO.com. You got to check it out. It's so cool. I'm so proud of it. Gifts for him, for her, for the youth, stocking stuffers, all that kind of good stuff.
Read, because JJ puts a lot of time and effort into like explaining why these gifts are for him or for her. And so each business has like a little blurb about something that's in their store that you can go and get locally. It's not about ordering online. It's about going into some local brick and mortar and walking out with her Christmas gift.
I think the gift guide is going to be really beneficial on like the 22nd when you can't order anything and get it to the house anymore. And you're all of a sudden like, oh my God.
So the gift guide is actually for the buyer in your life, not the shopper.
Yes.
So yes. It's about the buyer, not the shopper. Joel Heitkamp loves to claim that he waits until like the 22nd or 23rd. And he's like, but I'm a buyer. I'm not a shopper. I don't want to shop around. I want to decide what I'm going to get, go and buy it and be done. So respect those people that can do it that way.
I have a feeling he has written a bunch of cards that say, like, coming in January, you'll get a pizza oven or something like
that.
Oh,
no. I think like, if he can't find it at Fleet Farm, you're not getting it.
Oh, is that what
it is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like, stuff some cash in there instead and goes, find your own gift. Buy a horse. I don't care.
But, like, the car washes and stuff like that, also on the gift guide, just like really great ideas for those people that you think have everything.
Yeah, some good stuff. Yeah. Hey, and speaking of having everything, you know what our community's been lacking for quite a while?
I do. I know where you're going with it, but I'll let you keep going.
We've been lacking a children's museum. I think with the closing of Yunker Farm, we felt this enormous void in the FM area. And all of a sudden I get a message from Aaron Duma, who's in the studio with us. And he goes, hey, listen, so my wife and I are opening a children's museum. And I go, wait, hold on. Are you nuts? Don't you have enough stuff going on in your life right now that you decide this is something you need to do? Aaron, how many discussions did you have? Or did you just say, like, were you and Emily, like, maybe, you know, like a couple of beers deep? And you're like, let's do this thing. Let's call a real estate agent right now.
Believe it or not, it was a numbers thing. Okay, how it honestly happened was November of 2020, I got COVID, and I was home. And so we are partnered in an event facility. We do a lot of weddings and private events and things. So I couldn't work, but I wasn't symptomatic. I was feeling okay. I just couldn't smell or taste anything and was bored. So I got out my trusty iPad and started just kind of building a business plan, because my wife and I love taking the kids to children's museums. We've been to them in Arizona, Washington, Texas, Vienna, Austria. We've taken to them all over the world. I mean, and then, of course, Otter Cove out in Fergus Falls. It's fantastic. We love it. It's like our jam, and the kids absolutely love it, and it's always just kind of annoyed us there wasn't one. So I have an amazing team at River Haven who kind of has things under control, and it gave me some free time to do another thing about a block away. So we're actually like, I can literally walk out the back door of River Haven and see Kidco. We're at 814 Center Avenue in Moorhead. So we're right next to our friends at Swing Barrel and Hot Dog Puppy Salon, where our dog Django's been going for years. So everything's just kind of coming full circle. We found an awesome, you know, little space to kind of launch our brand, develop this idea. It is in no way a franchise. It's just something we developed. Punch Gut is our designer. He know him from like Drecker. I went out and found dad. So my partner on this, also Tom Kimmer, he's a dad, a super creative, super talented. Tom's kind of known as the godfather of Fargo skateboarding. He owns the Hawk's Nest, and he's the owner at Harold's Moorhead, and he owns Kimco. And that's actually where Kidco came from.
Nice.
I was trying to think of something, a fun play on that. And so we kind of went with Kidco Children's Museum, and we didn't really want to designate it to one community because we hope to hopefully maybe have some more in other communities.
Yeah.
Someday, so.
Okay. So tell us about like how you envision Kidco.
So this one is very much a tribute to Minnesota, because that's where we're at. So we have our stage where the kids get to play Rockstar. We'll have like a tribute to the First Ave in the background. It'll be purple brick with silver stars.
But it'll be
Cuckoo Kangaroo featured on there instead of, you know, some of the other artists you might
think.
But all of our favorite artists from Minnesota. And then our friends who are going to come and play, like my good buddy Pat Leonards and Matt Johnson. I went to them and I was like, hey guys, we're opening this children's museum. I need the Patty and Maddie show to open it. And they're like, well, that's cool, but that's not a thing. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. It needs to be a thing. So the guys are going to put together the Patty Maddie show. And for that, I'm going to give them a star on our Kidco wall. Our kids and Tom's kids will probably have their own stars on the on the wall.
Why not, right?
But yeah, so it'll be, there's a little bit of everything. We have a tiny town where there'll be like a police station, a bistro, so they can kind of play restaurant bakery style. They'll have a fire station, a little salon barber shop, and then a treehouse. We've designed it so the kids can actually kind of escape out of the roof of the police station, run across the roofs of the other buildings, and get to their hideout in the tree fort. You know, we're all just thinking like big kids on this, and that's the really fun part about it. There's a construction zone, so they'll have foam bricks and blocks and boards and magnetic ball runs and gears to play with. We have an area dedicated to toddlers. Our splatter room is also our birthday party room. So the splatter room is a room that kids get to go in. We flip UV lights on, and they get to actually color all over the walls in UV markers. And there's some tearaway canvases they can take home as well. But we also didn't forget about the parents. And that's one thing, as a parent who attends these things, you tend to just kind of feel like you're a coat rack. You're standing there holding the coats for an hour, hour and a half, yes, watching the kids play, and you're like, oh, there's one bench, but there's already four adults squeezed onto it. So we actually kept the parents in mind. We'll have coffee, water, LaCroix, Starbucks, you know, beverages, juice boxes for the kids, healthy snacks, pizzas for the birthday parties, and then a rail for the parents to sit around and watch the kids play. I mean, we want everyone up interacting with the kids, of course, but we also realize after 10, 15 minutes, the kids make their own little friends. They kind of create their own little interactions, and we just kind of need to lay back and let them do that, keeping our eyes on them at all times. We are not a daycare. We're not a drop-in. This is something for you to come and interact with your kids and allow them to interact with other kids, but under your supervision.
We've
made it all handicap accessible. There's handicap ramps leading to everything, every doorway to every little tiny town house is wide enough to accommodate wheelchairs. We will have sensory-sensitive hours set aside, so kids who need the dimmer lights, the quieter music, and just smaller attendance numbers will accommodate them as well. We're trying to, you know, think of all the things, but again, this isn't a franchise, so we're looking for feedback, and we've gotten a ton of it, which is amazing. We launched our social media quietly last Thursday, and then by Monday, we had like 2,000 followers and
amazing.
Tons of feedback. Fargo Mom shared it, and there was like 500 comments on there, and it's all moms tagging other moms. To be honest, our demo is like 95% females 25 to 45.
Oh my gosh, so your demo. And
yes, you are my demo.
Here's the thing,
been the reason why he got that text.
It's weird because here's the thing. We're not a demo for a lot of people. Like,
sure,
we're
or
really
a forgotten
not.
About, perhaps.
Oh, demo? We're yeah. an absolute forgotten about demo. In every single boardroom across the country, I am telling you, the people that decide that they want to target moms 25-45 are going to make money. And so you can pretend like dads are making decisions. We can pretend all day like they are, but they're not. Moms are making the choices in the house. It's 2022. I'm just going to say that out loud on these airwaves right now because it's an unpopular opinion, but I think it's true. I mean, you've got a mom in your house.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
No, my demographic is my partner, so it makes it super easy, and my R&D department are my kids, so it makes it even
right.
easier.
Yeah.
Between Tom Sweet. And I, we and Emily, we have a 5, 6, and 7-year-old, so you know, we literally bounce everything off them. I laid out what we could have as the tiny town, and my daughter picked them all herself, and like, these are the ones
Aww.
We need, Daddy. Like, okay. And the cool thing is we're building these modular, so if like we decide we don't want a you know, the little bakery bistro thing and we want something else, we pop the face of it off and turn it into a veterinarian clinic or,
sure.
you know what I mean? So we're kind of thinking long-term and keeping things fresh. And then seasonally, we'll have lots of fun promotions. We have an app being developed, so it'll be as easy as going online, booking your time you want to play and scheduling it ahead of time. So you're not going to drive over there and find out that we're packed
nice.
That day. You'll be able to do memberships that allow you, you know, X amount of plays per month or unlimited plays per month. And that is all just auto-debited, so you don't even have to think about it. Or you can pay as you go and just stop in. But then you're risking, of course, whether or not there's space.
So
Aaron Duma's with us from the newly formed KidCo,
a children's
museum that's going to be in the Moorhead area. I'm going to tell you this right off the bat. I got some suggestions, okay?
can't wait.
Because he is like the biggest
kid. I got to take notes.
I am.
The biggest kid at heart.
Have you ever seen the presentation that Concordia professor Graham Wiley, he's Scottish, but he does a kids science thing that they've done at things like Streets Alive before?
Sure.
He would be great on your stage. Like, it's the type of thing where kids could come in
and that's
like,
exactly
watch
what we
this
want.
Experience.
Like, monthly, you can come in and interact with a great local artist, a great local scientist.
I love that.
You know, a magician. Awesome. We do want to do kiddie concerts. And that's really the only time for the concerts. You'll see our attendance go up because the kids will be stationary and sat, you know. But otherwise, we're going to very much try to find the comfort level of attendance and maintain that. It's not going to be a place that we allow to be overran, because as a parent, there's no appeal to that whatsoever for me.
Right.
So when my little, when my daughter was little and we put her in the 0 to 2 year old area and some 8 year olds running her over, that is so annoying to me.
So annoying.
Yes.
Same.
Thank you. Thank
same.
You. So we are going to be very strict about that. We have a little toddler area. It's completely walled in. There's one entrance in, one entrance out, and there are no, you know, kids above two allowed in it. And we, it's just those little things
Brilliant.
That as parents, we pay attention to, and we, and it's a one-stop shop for your birthday party. We're going to have your cups, your plates, your napkins, everything you need. You show up with your cupcakes or cake or whatever, and your kid and their friends. And then that's all you have to do. We found great success with that at River Haven. It's kind of our one-stop shop for weddings. And I feel like that's exactly what people want. They want ease. They want to be able to book it on their phone, show up, leave, and we'll clean it up, you know. And then you, they're leaving. Our big thing is we're anti-wiggle. We have a whole anti-wiggle campaign. Not the group, the Wiggles, by the way. No hate. We're not trying to like start a beef with the Wiggles at all. But
Careful, because they're serious business.
Right, they're big players in this game, and I'm not trying to step on those toes right away. But yeah, we have really fun like wiggle removal signs that are, you know, neon for the door instead of saying open. The shirts will have anti-wiggle signs on the back. And
oh, nice.
We're just having a lot of fun with
it. Now, has it been interesting doing things at, like, children's height? So, like, putting in, like, the coat racks, but, like, having to get down.
Yes,
like,
building our little tiny houses and everything. Yes, totally. Yep.
Have you gotten stuck in any of the exhibits yet?
Not yet. But the thing you have to think about is keeping the kids from getting stuck in things, too, as you're building the little railings and things like that. And, yeah, you really do have to think about all these things that you, when you thought, like, hey, building a children's museum, that should be fun and cool. And then you're like, oh, yeah. Building, there's like codes and details. And
okay, we are bearing the lead here, people.
Right.
Aaron, when is this going to open? Like, what's your target?
We're looking
opening?
At mid-January open. We are going to do some stocking stuffer promos here leading up to the holidays. So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our website should be launched here literally, if it's not this morning, any day now. It's playkidco.com. And yeah, keep an eye out. We're going to do just a kind of a limited run of kind of just punch cards. And then those will get you, the punch card will also get you into our stress test that we're going to kind of do for the space to, again, figure out that comfortable number. We're hoping to shoot, we're shooting for my son's birthday on December 17th for a soft opening and then following into the holidays. But like everything, delays. So we're looking at mid-January, but we're just kind of having fun with it and really trying not to completely stress ourselves out. And over the years, I've opened a ton of bars, restaurants, different breweries, different facilities, and it's this crazy stressful thing. And we're like, you know what, this is a fun thing we're doing for and with our kids, so we're just gonna, you know,
it's just kind of like opening a bar, right? The patrons are almost exactly the same, you know. There's gonna be,
you're not the first one to make the comparison. I'm going from babysitting.
JJ is like, you're, I think he needs to be at the soft opening though, because my 5-year-old this morning on the way to school says, Mom, do you know who my best friend is? And so I went through all of these like kids in his class or kids that he used to go to school with, and he's like, nope. And finally I went, JJ, and he goes, yep. So JJ is best friends with my 5-year, and I've seen him make fast friends with like every kid around
him.
So
yeah, it's
he's,
I think,
your target demo as well.
I think it's because like as a kid I didn't have a lot of friends, and so I just like collecting like young friends nowadays, and like I'm willing to do those little things, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, the dad climbing around at Otter Cove, and his mom's like, what's in there? And I was like, go see. And she's like, what? And you've been in there? I'm like, oh yeah, I was in there 3 times today. Like, didn't even get stuck this time. Like, got another slide and everything. No, it's just about really having fun. And like I said, I picked the right partner. Tom is, he's great. He's super creative. You know, he's an artist as well, from graphics to, you know, designing his woodworking and whatnot. It's so I definitely got the right crew. Punchgut being our designer is a lot of fun. And of course we have all of our wives, Leah and Emily, who are right there with their input. And then, like I say, the real experts.
It's fantastic.
The kids, yeah.
And you'll know you've walked in there too, because their colors are purple and this
lime
bright green.
Yep.
Like,
that's actually called outrageous green, and it couldn't have been more perfect. Yep.
That's awesome. It's really cool. And I love like that purple color. Like the
we wanted
purple,
to keep it
that's
very,
very
androgynous.
Minnesota.
Yeah, it is. It,
and it's
actually
very Minnesota.
So I'm a Timberwolves nut, and this is like the purple is when they did their tribute to Prince.
Yes.
They did that purple, and then they do their Northern Lights jerseys. That's the green. I'll be honest.
Yes, I love that. I love it.
I wanted to keep it really androgynous. No, like, air quote, boy colors or girl colors or any of that. It was just about keeping it fun for everyone.
Well, they're colors that kids don't get to see on walls, right?
And my kids have had so much fun painting. And we're about to do the splatter room, which will be white paint with both the lime and the purple splattered on there. But we're waiting till we can get the kids over here. So Wednesday school's out. We're going to have Rex and Taj and Revel all there splatter in the walls with the paint. And
that's
awesome. Looking forward to it.
That's sweet.
Well, keep us up to date when you hit your opening
day.
We want to know about it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Again, if you want to follow them on social media, Kids Co. Children's Museum or playkidsco.com. Did I get that right?
Yep. No,
okay. Kidco. Sorry. Kidco.
Playkidco.com.
There you go. Okay. Check them out. Get those stocking stuffers and then get all hyped up for January. Oh my gosh, January. And that's like the
hardest month
the hardest month to entertain kiddos inside too. So that'll be so nice to have. Aaron, thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.